The first ever World Health Organization Global Report on Diabetes published today paints a deadly picture of a disease growing on an enormous scale. It shows there are four times as many diabetics in the world now as there were 30 years ago, and the disease is responsible for the deaths of 3.7 million people each year. The report recommends governments around the world fully fund programs to bring down rates of diabetes and suggests using legislation and fiscal policies to discourage unhealthy foods like sugary drinks. The only Australian contributor to the report says a sugar tax should be considered here and questions whether there is the political will to address the problem. David Mark reports.
A deadly disease, a global problem, an enormous scale. That's the summary of the World Health Organization's first ever global report on diabetes. Stephen Colagiuri, a professor of metabolic health at Sydney University, is the only Australian contributor to the report.
It's needed because diabetes is a very significant global problem, and it's increasing at a very alarming rate, and it's having a significant impact.
The number of people with diabetes has almost quadrupled, from 108 million in 1980 to 422 million in 2014.
It's happening across the board, and indeed countries like China now have the highest rates of diabetes, and the Middle East in particular is also a region in which diabetes is increasing.
There are about 1.5 million Australians with diabetes, and that's been increasing in line with the rest of the world. But some parts of Australia are worse than others.
And of course, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have very high rates of diabetes, very high rates of complications, especially kidney disease. And some of these rates are as high as we see in less developed countries.
How many people are dying each year from diabetes?
In Australia, it's estimated that there are over 10,000 people who die as a direct cause of diabetes each year. And around the globe, it's obviously into the millions.
1.5 million people died from diabetes in 2012. But problems caused by the disease played a part in the deaths of another 2.2 million people.
The biggest cause of death is cardiovascular disease, and diabetes is a really significant contributor to people getting heart attacks and stroke.
The question is what to do about the diabetes epidemic. Is it up to governments to force lifestyle changes, or is it up to the individual? Professor Stephen Colagiuri.
I think that we do need a combination of both. Maybe a sugar tax is something that we seriously should consider, and increasingly being considered and introduced in other countries. It is not going to be the only way to fix this problem.
Do you think there is the political will in Australia to address the problem?
Well, in terms of what's happening here in Australia, we do have a new National Diabetes Strategy, which was released last November. So we are hopeful that we will see some action, including preventive action, that arises from that. We hope that it will be quicker and more effective than what we've seen in the past, but we're not sure whether there is the political will to actually implement some of those recommendations, but we remain hopeful that the diabetes community can be engaged and help the government to implement some of these strategies.
Professor Stephen Colagiuri from Sydney University, ending David Mark's report.